We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
James had an unfortunate season, and what we tried to emphasize to James was this was this year. The previous year, you were one of the best in the league, and we know you're still a young, ascending player.
Kevin Colbert, is that James Conner opinion blinding him when it comes to evaluating the running backs at this combine? I hope not. I think it makes sense every year. And by the way, we're Pony and Muller, presented by Chafin Luana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. 327, brought to you by WeatherSeal Home Services. I think you should pick a running back in every draft just because you never know when you're going to hit the mother load, hit the jackpot. They don't need to be first and second round picks. They don't need to be, you know, Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, Dalvin Cook, even Le'Veon Bell picks first, second round. You look at the way the 49ers built their backfield, Chris, right? I mean,
Mostert gets cut by a bunch of teams.
They gave Jerick McKinnon big money. He never played. And they filled it out with Tevin Coleman, who signed a moderate free agent deal, and Mostert, journeyman, Breida, late round pick. And they were the second, they were second in rushing this year, but they were like the first traditional running team. The Ravens were first because they have Lamar Jackson.
No, the Niners
Jimmy
lined
Garoppolo
up and ran,
is, yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo's not a threat to run.
They ran the Broncos zone running scheme because that's what Kyle Shanahan's dad did. And so they used that to great effect, to their enormous credit. So you know walterfootball.com. You know that site. Well known throughout the industry. They rate players. They get players draft ready. They had their NFL draft prospects list, Pony, just to speak to the idea of how sort of devalued the position is and how you can build it from sort of spare parts as far as draft pedigree. They had, I think, and I didn't print the whole thing out, about 30 players listed on this. DeAndre Swift is listed as a first-round pick at running back from Georgia. There is not another guy on their list, including Jonathan Taylor, who they have projected and pegged as a definitive first-round player. You get down to like 10 through 25, and it's all guys where the round says 5, 6, maybe 7.
Give me 6-round running backs, according to Walter.
6th-rounders. Thank you. That you cut me off right where I had stopped printing my paper.
Give me 5th-round running backs.
Here, I have a bunch of guys on the 5th-round grade here. That's the whole point. How about Darius Anderson, TCU, 3rd through 5th round. Joshua Kelly, UCLA, 3rd through 5th round grade. Keshawn Vaughn from Vanderbilt, 3rd to 5th. You want more?
Sure.
Can I give you a guy that's a 2nd or 3rd rounder, but I would at least consider him if he was there? Edwards-Helaire from LSU.
Yeah, the draft grades on him are all over the place.
Well,
very
here's why
small,
I like him.
Bowling ball, kind of a Maurice Jones-Drew
type.
But
he is a pass-catching back.
Yeah.
Have we not discussed the idea of if you get somebody in here, get somebody that catches passes from Ben?
I think you try to find, in that regard, go try to find a Jalen Samuels replacement in the middle to late rounds, and that player might end up giving you even more than
here,
that.
Or
find one in free agency.
I got more.
Theoretic would be one of those type
running
backs.
He didn't even play last year. His last season, he was lined up as a wide receiver in terms of Football Reference because he caught more passes. A.J. Dillon, Boston College. 3rd through 5th. I know you know these guys. Patrick Taylor from Memphis, 3rd through 5th.
Yeah, Memphis has turned out some good running backs. Look, the Steelers, they need, and I don't think James Conner can do this by himself. It's the point of this discussion. I know they just picked Benny Snell last year, but I don't think a 1-2 punch of James Conner and Benny Snell get the Steelers to where they need to go. in terms of what is the expectation of a Super Bowl winning rushing attack? What are you looking for out of your running backs? I'll give it to you. The last 5 years, average rank in rushing yards, team rushing yards, from the Super Bowl winner, 11th out of 32 teams. So be really in the top third of running attacks in the league. That gives you the best chance of winning a Super Bowl. Chris, the Steelers have not been that high. They have not been a top 10, top 11 rushing team since 2010.
So who
is relevant? Hold on. What is relevant about 2010?
Last time they went to
the Super Bowl. That's the last time they went to the Super Bowl. Exactly.
Talk to the quarterback when he gets back. Would you argue that James Conner, when he was healthy last year, was a pretty damn good running back? He had a run of games.
Yeah, but you need James Conner insurance just because of his injury history.
They had a player who, even though I am a little down on him as far as ceiling in James Conner, when he was healthy last year was very good. A game against the Broncos, I'll bring it up until I'm blue in the face. They threw the ball all over the place. The quarterback seemed fine with it. The owner of the team wants them to run the ball more effectively now. What is the quarterback
going to say to
that?
Kevin Colbert's talking about with James Conner, that he was one of the NFL's better running backs in 2018.
He had one of the NFL's better five-game, six-game stretches.
Do you know where the Steelers in 2018 ranked in rushing yards?
31st.
31st out of 32 teams. They were better last year without Ben.
Because they had no choice but to try to run it at that point, because they weren't going to throw it. So who do you blame the most for this? Roethlisberger has to bear some brunt of it because
sure.
He wants to throw the football.
Who do I blame most for it?
And you know what? This is with Munchak as the running game coordinator, no less, in 2018.
Yeah, they were 31st.
I know. That's with a guy that despite me needling you about your love of him as a coach, he does know the running game.
They were efficient at it. They just didn't commit to it.
That's a damning indictment of the quarterback then. Sorry. At least in the 2018 season, they were good at doing that thing, do it often.
But what's one of your economical terms that you like to throw around on the air all the time?
Return on investment?
Right. When you pay a quarterback $35 million a year,
what are quarterbacks rated, though, on ultimately wins and losses, right? When you go 9-6-1 and there are winnable games left on the table and a playoff berth, did you get a good return on your quarterback
investment?
Yeah, good investment?
Point. I mean, that's the Seahawks, I think, run the ball as a detriment. They have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. They believe in the run too much, where they're running it more than they're passing it, and they've got one of the three or four best quarterbacks in the league. I don't want the Steelers to turn into that kind of run-heavy attack, but throwing it 6.5 or 7 out of every 10 offensive plays, I can't justify that. Teams don't win that way.
The Steelers ran the ball in 2018 in a five-week stretch from week 10, 5 through week 10. 131, 112, 168, 113, and 138
Chris,
for running yards. They won every single game.
In 2018, the last time Ben Roethlisberger was the starting quarterback, the Steelers passed the ball more than the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
They passed it more than every team in the
league.
Yes,
and it was not, and people have gone up and took copious measures to look this up. I didn't put all this time in. I'm going to trust the research that was done on it. They wanted to people wanted to know if it was like a time and score situation.
Mm-hmm.
If the Steelers passed the ball more
when they were trailing.
And the numbers in that respect are no different than everybody else. They did not trail at such a higher rate. I mean, they went 9-6-1. They won 9 out of 16 games. They weren't trailing a ton. Maybe they were behind in games 45% of the time or something like that. That doesn't give you a license to throw it 50 times a game.
Then Art Rooney should sit down, even though he probably wouldn't want to get this involved in the business, and tell the quarterback, hey, man, we're going to actually run the ball this year. And we need you at $33.5 million. Your value to us is not tied up in you putting up crazy counting stats. It's you being considerably better and more efficient than the guys we had to put under center last year. That's the answer here. I don't think I'm crazy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.